Hello, this is Ken Sternfeld, and this is Care One Direct. This is about becoming something more, your next step in the journey for a better life. You should always aim for something more. It's what I did when I was a CVS pharmacist. I wanted more. I wanted to have more patient encounters. I wanted to make a difference in their life. And I realized that there were things I couldn't change. So every moment of every day, we want to support the effort of progressing our profession so that there are happier, healthier, and more valuable pharmacists in the healthcare profession. We need to take action during these troubling days with the pandemic to ensure that each of us are better people when we head out to work to help our patients during this pandemic. So when your head hits the pillow every night, and when you rise up every morning, it is with desire to be the best damn pharmacist you can be. The Sweet Ass Journal has brought to you by the Association of Concierge Service Providers is a journal that persistently gives you information and a pathway to provider status. You will see a magical transformation similar to the ones that many of our DiaBuddy and our healthcare professionals here at the Academy and RxVIP and Care One have been on a journey for years. You need to follow your pathway, but learn that by journaling it and by following a pathway that has proven success, you may find the answer to your problems and may find the solutions to advance your career. We are not suggesting that by filling out a page in a journal every once in a while, you're going to become this superhuman pharmacist, healthcare provider with all the answers in life and all the answers in our profession. It's not going to happen. Everyone gives you structure. Fill out a journal if you want to lose weight. Fill out a journal to do this. Well, we're not going to give you structure. We're going to give you the freedom to fill out a sweet-ass journal for you and use it to create the fire and the grit that each one of you have already to become a better healthcare provider tomorrow than you are today. That elevation awaits you. It's in you. It has the burning desire to come out. And there's a good chance that by following the Sweet Ass Journal and being part of an association of concierge service providers, the only association in the pharmacy profession that has the word provider in it, you will learn how to do this and you will be empowered to do it and to get the tools to actually take your learning into earning, so you can take care of your family and your needs and wants for the rest of your life. You need to set a vision as step one for your 100-day transformation. We all are hearing how our nation is setting a vision for the next 100 days. The goal is clear. Vaccinate more people. Reach herd immunity. Get back to an area in our nation where we can rebuild our healthcare systems, our confidence, our ability to go out, to socialize, to bring our economy back. That's the vision that our world has. So within that world, we should have our own 100-day transformation vision. On January 20th, we're going to announce our start to the journey. These conversations we're having with you now, we want you to listen to. We want you to think about. We want you to absorb. To think about, is this for me? Am I looking for that transformation? Am I looking to make the next 100 days the most important time in my life as a pharmacist and a healthcare provider? Stop the guesswork. You either know what you want to be at this point of your career, or you don't. you know why you went to school initially. It's to help patients. So has that changed? Because perhaps you're working in an environment that doesn't make you smile, or doesn't respect you, or doesn't treat you like the professional that you are. Well, I can tell you the Association of Concierge Service Providers will treat you with that respect and will make you feel within these 100 days, and certainly when you are complete with this 100-day transformation, that you are, in fact, a respected, valued healthcare professional who can serve the patient population to deliver better patient outcomes and be paid for the professional services you deliver. You need to kickstart this right now. No one's going to kick you to do it. It has to be from within. Start with deep breathing. Take a deep breath. What does it feel like? Do you feel cleansed, or do you feel short of breath? Is it a deep, fulfilling breath? And we're not talking about whether you take inhalers or not. This is about where you're positioned in your life. That deep breathing must lead to the positive affirmations that can bring your visions to reality. Try it with me. Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel it. It's a sense of calm. It's a sense of going inside yourself to see what the vision and the reality of your space is. If you're running around filling prescriptions and walking into shifts that are horrific every day of your life, do you get a chance to breathe? Yeah, everybody says, oh, I got the cube blowing up and stuff. No, it's deeper than that. Are you breathing life into your life? Or are they taking it out of you and making it short of breath? So you need to identify and achieve the most valuable daily activities that you need, which is to be self-reflective of what you need to stay on course to do consistently every single day as you move towards your goals. As you move towards your dreams, who doesn't dream about having an optimal life? That is health and wealth and prosperity, and the fact that you can create that and not waste time with meaningless, ridiculous, goober tasks that are done and put upon you by the people who don't respect the value of your profession. They are in the business of pharmacy, not the profession. So digest this at breakfast and sit there and smile and with gratitude that you can get up today and breathe where others sadly have lost their life. Be gracious. Wrap your mind around the positive things and the vibes that are helping you shape the hope that you have for better days ahead. My father-in-law, Bernie, who inspired me in every aspect of my life, when people would say, have a good day, Bernie, he always answered with, and let's make it a better day for someone else. A culture of making it a better day for someone else spells pharmacist. It spells who we are. You need to manage and track your life. You need to manage your life, not have others put you through the paces of what they need. What do you need and what do you know or want? Reward yourself for everything that you accomplish. You deserve it. Say thank you to the people who help you get to that next level. And don't say thank you to the people who all they do is use you and abuse you. Be the master of ideas. Be the master of out-of-the-box thoughts. that will change your life and eliminate the distractions and eliminate the anger, the emotional distress and pandemic that the traditional retail pharmacy business puts around you. They surround you with negativity. You need to bring out the value that you can deliver. And even if it's one day a week when you're not working at CVS flipping burgers, less is more. Bring back and sustain the warm, fuzzy feeling you had the first day you went to pharmacy school. Renew your vows to the profession you've chosen. And remember that sweet-ass feeling you had when you got your diploma. Celebrate your progress every day and optimize it by motivating yourself by your own excitement. Don't wallow in your own despair. Talk about the glass being half full, not empty. Plan each magical day and each night before that day on what you're going to do to have a clear mind while you wake up that next day to be a healthcare provider, and reflect on your success, on your progress, on your experiences in this journey, so you can beef up your happiness muscle that's been so depressed and destroyed by traditional retail pharmacy. Be happy you're a pharmacist. Optimize your ability to help patients. I can tell you these practices and habits, for me, have contributed to lower stress, a calmer mind, and a significantly elevated level of happiness in my life. The bonus is I made money, but I never set it out for that. I set it because it was time for my transformation. And I set my vision to go across the street to the doctor to be a care provider, because in that retail environment, there is no future. I needed help to get it started, to get this party started. And that was the help that I got from people who believe that we can do more as pharmacists. So think about this journey. And this is the first conversation of ongoing dialogue in these 100 days to start something more for you. Thank you.